Just days after her 75th birthday, critically acclaimed actress Shelley Duvall has died. She co-starred along with Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
I think maybe he should be taken to a doctor.
You think maybe he should be taken to a doctor? When do you think maybe he should be taken to a doctor?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Jack.
Duvall had a number of memorable roles. Her life partner, Dan Gilroy, telling The Hollywood Reporter, she died in her sleep after suffering from complications from diabetes. Joining us live now is WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley. Jason, what is the legacy of her iconic role in that horror classic, The Shining?
Oh, the legacy would be one of the most iconic scream queens in movie history. I mean, I guess, you know, Halloween and Psycho and stuff had predated it. But in that movie, man, just burned on into our memories on screen. And by all accounts, sort of went through hell filming that scene, stalking her up the stairs that you were playing. You know, the Wendy, light of my life, I'm not going to hurt you. That they say stories of, like, Kubrick made her do that scene with the baseball bat like 127 times, shouting at her, verbally abusing her, sort of like you'd hear about Hitchcock with Hedren in The Birds. But apparently stressed her out and exhausted her just like horribly behind the scenes. But thankfully she endured it and made it through. And what we were left with an iconic movie regardless. I mean, everyone knows the Here's Johnny scene with the axe with Jack Nicholson breaking down the door, but her scream sells it, and she's the one outsmarting him in the end in that labyrinthian garden maze out in the snow, and just all the great stuff of with her son, Danny, you know, Mrs. Torrance, Red Rum, all of that. She's the one reacting and selling that. And, you know, Stephen King apparently didn't like the adaptation that Kubrick did, but regardless of how you want to break it down, you know, it still always usually ranks among, like, the top five horror movies ever made, so, you know, we got to give Duvall her props for her part in that.
Yes, indeed. Other than Kubrick, which filmmaker is she most associated with?
Yeah, well, most people will associate her with all those great Robert Altman movies of the 70s. He discovered her in Brewster McCloud in 70. Yeah, he cast her as a tour guide there at the Houston Astrodome. Cast her again in McCabe and Mrs. Miller in 71, which they call like a anti-Western, revisionist Western. I call it an acid trip Western. It's a great one. put her again in Nashville, 75. That might be my favorite. She played the groupie L.A. Joan. You know, before there was a Penny Lane in Almost Famous, there's L.A. Joan in Nashville, this great mosaic about politics in the South. And it sort of repays on repeat viewing. Everyone go back because there's Altman always has these characters weaving in and out of the background of other characters. You think you're watching one plot line, but if you go back there, all the other characters are moving around in the background for their stories. It's pretty incredible. And she also won Best Actress at the Cannes Film Fest for Altman's Three Women in 77. Now, she did have a flop when they did Popeye. She was Olive Oil, you know, her slender frame and everything. Mm-hmm. Perfect for Olive Oil across Robin Williams' Popeye. So that one was a flop, but other, you know, still great other roles, too.
Jason, I know you have all of this fresh in your mind. What were some of her other memorable roles?
Yeah. Well, it always comes to mind in Annie Hall in 77. She was the Rolling Stone reporter, you know, a smaller part, but delivers that line about, you know, sex with you is like a Kafka-esque experience. Sort of defines sort of the highbrow humor in that one. But she, while she was in New York filming that, she met Paul Simon. They dated and lived together for like 2 years, I believe. She also hosted SNL during season 2 around that same time. So there's some sketches floating around with her and Dan Aykroyd and Gil Radner and Bill Murray and Belushi and all them. And also was Dixie in Roxanne in 87, the Steve Martin rom-com. And I believe her character is the one that, you know, tries to tell Steve Martin to tell Daryl Hannah that he loves her. So, you know, her impact is peppered all throughout movie history, especially those great movies of the 70s and early 80s there. But I mean, remembered for The Shining, of course. But everyone go back and check out Nashville. That's the one I would plug.